This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Nepal government's policies and programs for next fiscal year being presented before joint session of federal parliament tomorrow. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges domestic and foreign investors to choose Nepal as investment destination, pledges government facilitations to build investment-friendly environment. 136th International Labour Day marked in Nepal, commemorating workers' struggles and movements for labour rights, and US urges India and Pakistan to defuse tensions after Kashmir killings. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Powdal is scheduled to present the government's policies and programs for fiscal year 2082-83 Bikram Sambat before a joint session of the National Assembly and the House of Representatives of the Federal Parliament at 3 p.m. tomorrow on Friday. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, preparations for the address by the head of the state are in the final stage. The Chief Justice, office bearers of constitutional bodies, senior government officials, heads and representatives of diplomatic missions in Kathmandu, as well as leaders and representatives from the private sector, have been invited to attend the session. Federal Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Ekaram Giri said, following the joint session, both houses of parliament will convene separate meetings to extend a formal vote of thanks to the president for presenting the government's policies and programs. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called on investors at home and abroad to choose Nepal as the investment destination, stating that it offers ample potentials and favorable atmosphere towards that end. Inaugurating the Koshi Investment Summit organized by the Koshi Province Government in Biratnagar today, the Prime Minister has urged the administrative sector to focus on the mobilization of internal and external investment. He placed all sorts of facilitations on the part of the government to build the investment-friendly system. Prime Minister Oli said Koshi province will be connected to the 6-lane east-west highway of the Asian standard in the future. He expressed his hope that 71 projects in 8 sectors will come into operation after the summit. The 136th International Labour Day or May Day has been celebrated today. Labourers all over the world take this day as an opportunity to keep everyone aware of the protection and promotion of labour rights with mutual unity and solidarity. The day reminds of the movements and achievements made so far for the establishment of the right to decent work and reasonable wages. International Labour Day is celebrated on the 1st of May every year to commemorate the success of the struggle and movement of the workers demanding 8 hours of work, 8 hours of rest, and 8 hours of entertainment in Chicago of the USA in 1886. The Constitution of Nepal has guaranteed the right to employment of the citizens and the right to fair remuneration and contribution-based social security for every worker. Meanwhile, speaking at a program organized on the occasion of the 136th International Labour Day in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for cooperation and coordination of all as the government would make the coming decade a decade to promote domestic prosperity. The Prime Minister stated that the government was formulating a strategic action plan to make the coming decade a decade of promotion of internal prosperity. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli inaugurated the Shram Sansar online portal virtually developed by the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security. He pressed the need that all government services relating to labor, employment, and social security should be made easily accessible to all citizens by integrating the portal into the Nagarik app. The portal aims to support employment-related matters, analyze labor demand and supply, regulate employers, and improve access to services without physical or bureaucratic barriers. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav has said clean drinking water will no longer be a pipe dream for the common Nepali citizen but a practical right. Addressing the inaugural program of Nange Dara Extensive Pumping Water Supply Project at Sunkoshi, Rural Municipality 5 and 6 in Sindhuli today, he said the government has a long-term policy to make drinking water service accessible from remote villages to cities across the country under the Clean Water, Healthy Life campaign. Minister for Health and Population, Pradeep Paudal, has said the GP Koirala Centre for Respiratory Diseases would be developed as a specialized hospital for the treatment of respiratory diseases, inaugurating dialysis services at the center at Shukla Gandaki, Municipality 5 in Tonahu District today. He stated that many people would also visit this hospital for treatment even from abroad if it was upgraded as a specialized center. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक टिप को लागि सबै प्याक यही पाए जहाँ जाउ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेट मसाप गर्नुस्
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The U.S. has urged India and Pakistan to work together to de-escalate tensions after a deadly militant attack in Indian-administered Kashmir last week killed 26 civilians. According to the BBC, Secretary of State Marco Rubio held separate talks with India's Foreign Minister and Pakistan's Prime Minister on Wednesday and called on them to maintain peace and security in South Asia. India accuses Pakistan of supporting militants behind the attack at a scenic meadow near the resort town of Pahalgam on the 22nd of April. Islamabad rejects the allegations. On Wednesday, India also announced the closure of its airspace for all Pakistani aircraft in the latest of a series of four tit-for-tat measures taken by both sides. Ukraine and the US have signed a much-anticipated natural resources deal after months of tense negotiations. According to the BBC, the deal, which says the US will share profits from future sales of Ukraine's mineral and energy reserves, aims to incentivize Washington to invest further in Ukraine's defense and reconstruction. The deal will also see the establishment of an investment fund to spur Ukraine's economic recovery from the war. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said it showed both sides were committed to lasting peace and prosperity in Ukraine. Many Ukrainians are reassured, but some worry the U.S. could still turn its back on the country. A Ukrainian advisor said it will hopefully lead to the establishment of lasting, enduring, and just peace. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal government's policies and programs for next fiscal year being presented before joint session of federal parliament tomorrow. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges domestic and foreign investors to choose Nepal as investment destination, pledges government facilitations to build investment-friendly environment. 136th International Labour Day marked in Nepal, commemorating workers' struggles and movements for labour rights, and US urges India and Pakistan to defuse tensions after Kashmir killings. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.